Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're taking a detour. We're diving into the fascinating world of storytelling. Buckle up, because this is going to be a wild ride.
Ooh, story time. I love a good story. So what's the dish? What's cooking in the narrative kitchen today?
Well, we're talking about a study that used, get this, data mining to uncover the basic emotional arcs of stories.
Data mining for stories? That sounds intense, like some serious analytical gourmet stuff.
It is. These researchers analyzed over 1,700 novels from Project Gutenberg. Think classics, the stuff everyone's grandma has on their bookshelf.
So like they fed all these books into a computer and it spat out story shapes?
Kind of. They used something called sentiment analysis. Basically, they measured the emotional vibe of the words in each story and tracked how that vibe changed over time.
Emotional vibe tracking? Fascinating. So what did they find? Spill the tea.
6 basic emotional arcs. Rags to riches, like Alice in Wonderland. Tragedy, like Romeo and Juliet. Man in a hole, out of a hole. Icarus, the rise and fall. Cinderella, the rise, fall, and rise again. And Oedipus, the fall, rise, and fall again.
6. I thought there'd be more. I mean, stories feel so varied. It's surprising, really.
That's what I thought, too. But they found these 6 arcs kept popping up again and again, like they're the basic ingredients of every narrative recipe.
So what's the most popular flavor? Which arc do readers gobble up the most?
Get this, Icarus and Oedipus, those rise-fall and fall-rise-fall shapes. Apparently, we love a bit of drama, a bit of a roller coaster. They also found people like Double Man in a Hole stories, back-to-back struggles, apparently a bestseller.
Double Man in a Hole? Wow, that's dark and interesting. It really makes you think about what draws us in.
Exactly. And it all goes back to Kurt Vonnegut. He was talking about story shapes decades ago. He even tried to get his theory accepted as his master's thesis, but it was rejected because it was too much fun.
Rejected for being too fun? Academia, huh? So wait, are you telling me all stories, no matter how complex, are just remixes of these 6 basic shapes?
That's what this study suggests. They're the building blocks. Kind of like how every dish, from a simple soup to a fancy souffle, is just a combination of basic ingredients. And it opens up so many new avenues to explore. How do these arcs vary across cultures or languages? So much more to discover.
I gotta say, this whole thing is mind-blowing. Who knew data mining could reveal the secrets of storytelling? It's like culinary science, but for narratives.
Exactly. And on that note, we're wrapping up today's unexpected dive into the world of narrative arcs. Thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show. Until next time, keep exploring those stories and maybe try a double man in a whole narrative. See you later.
Bye-bye.